I trust that you all had a good week. No, at least one honest answer. I want to start off. Can we get this on the screen, please? There we are. I want to start off with a question this morning. We sang the song, Jesus is the center of it all. The question to you this morning is, why is he not the center of it all in our lives? It's a good one. But I think we need to think about it carefully. And I need to say right at the beginning, Breda and I didn't confer about the verses and the text and everything, but it's the Holy Spirit, because the same text that she used in Matthew 11 is the same one I'm using this morning. So something is happening in the sphere, and something tells me there's a message in it for us all. Now, four basic words that comes out of that text, and we'll read it now, but the question is, come, take, and learn. Those are the three words. And the reason why Jesus is not the center of it all is because those three words don't apply in our lives. Because we don't apply it in our lives. And I will give you rest if we apply those three words in our lives. It's as simple as that. Let's read the scripture, and we're reading it from the Message, and I want to just go two steps back, because when Jesus prayed this prayer, just before that, he was, I think, quite upset, because he was saying, why does it the miracles that happened that happened in Capernaum and so on didn't change the people in Capernaum? He said those same miracles, if they happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, it would have changed those cities. But it didn't happen. So I think he was quite upset. And then he turns around and says this abruptly. Jesus broke into a prayer. Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You've concealed your ways from sophisticated and know-it-alls, but spelled them out dearly, clearly to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that's the way you like to work. By the way, who's the ordinary people he talks about? Only one person says, it's us. It's all of us. Then he carries on and he says this. Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. In other words, it actually shows that he was upset at the moment before the time. The Father has given me all these things to do and to say. This is a unique Father-Son operation. Coming out of the Father and the Son, intimacies and knowledge. Friends, what does it say? It says that Jesus knew his dad. And God knew his Son. Because he trusted his Son in everything. Because his Son trusted and obeyed everything that the Father did. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I am not keeping this by myself. I am ready to go over it line by line with anyone who is willing to listen. And that is for us. I am going over it piece by piece for anyone who's prepared to listen. Matthew 11 carries on and it says this. Are you tired? Worn out, burn out on religion. Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you will learn to live freely and lightly. Something in that. But let's analyze that.
The first word is come, and we're now reading it from the New Living Translation. It says this: Jesus then said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Come." If I call Stefani or Pastor Jerry, I say, "Pastor Jerry, come." It's his choice if he wants to come to me or not. It's his choice, not mine. I called him. Now, Jesus says, come. It's my choice if I want to go to him or if I don't want to go to him. And it's not a once-off deal, my friends. It's a daily deal. It's a moment-by-moment deal. I have to go to him every time he calls me. I have to take the first step. Jesus says, I'm here. But I have to take the first step. And the first step means walking towards it. Go towards Jesus. Go to him in it. Weary is being physically and mentally exhausted. Anybody here that is not a bit exhausted or has got some mental challenge, and I'm not talking about taking pills and all that. I'm just talking about I need to rest. I need to go on a holiday. Anybody here that needs that? I think there's quite a few of us that needs a holiday. Am I right? What happens if I take a holiday? I come back refreshed. You know? Forget the intervention here, you know. I'm getting used to that. But you know what it also says to me, friends? Sometimes I've got to acknowledge it. Acknowledge that I'm tired. Acknowledge that I'm sitting in the pit. Acknowledge that I'm down. Acknowledge that I'm in trouble. What are we trying to do? We're trying to just get up and up and up all the time. It's not always a bad idea to say, I am in the desert. By the way, you never know if behind the next dune, there's an oasis full of water for you. You know, there was a story in World War I in Namibia, in Southwest Africa those days, where there was a German soldier that was in the desert, and he was crawling in the desert. And his last note was, keine Wasser, no water. He was 50 meters away from a well. 50 meters away. He died 50 meters away from the water. My question is, do you want to die 50 meters from Jesus? Burden is carrying a heavy load. There's not one of us here that is not carrying some kind of a load. Am I right? Friends, first of all, this is a safe place. Secondly, sometimes it's good to admit that this kind of thing. Sometimes admit if the popo eats the fan. Don't be afraid of it. Rest is the result of allowing Jesus to come into your lives. Come means also, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come means that I can go to him. Come means everything that the word says. Come, I've got to go to him. How do I go to him? As I am. Take my yoke. And I need to explain a little bit about a yoke. There's some of you here probably don't know what a yoke is. I've been on a farm many times, and you see what it looks like. That's a yoke. What does the yoke do? A yoke is put around an oxen or a cow or a horse's neck to pull or take a load. Okay? It's a device for pulling a burden or a load. Do I carry that load by myself? In other words, all of us has got a yoke around our necks. There's not one here that hasn't got one, including me. And my wife is not the burden. I must say that to you. Hello, Stefani. Okay. Trust Pastor Jerry. He'll have something to say about it tomorrow anyway. Anyway, I need to realize that I need help. I cannot pull this thing by myself. I need to realize that. But I'm a sucker. I'm pulling it by myself. Do you have a yoke around your neck? Be honest. I only hear a few yeses. Be honest. Yes. Yeah, that sounds already better. There is an alternative. Look what happens. It's a yoke for two people or a yoke for two oxen. But you know what the secret of that yoke is? It makes the load three times lighter. Not twice, three times lighter. Now, you know what the other interesting part is? When you've been on a farm and you know how to, they put oxen into a pullet. They always put a clever ox with a new ox. They always put one that knows how this yoking story works with a new one. Now, my question to you is, why don't I do it? Why don't I put someone, not something, someone next to me to help me pull the load? Matthew 11, 29 says this, take my yoke upon you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest of your souls. Take means getting hold of it. Become part of it. Take it into your lives. Friends, it's my choice. It's my choice if I want to put that yoke, that thing on my neck or not. I've got the one, single one, but it's my choice if I want to put somebody with me in it. It's not Jesus' choice, or for that matter, my wife's choice, or for that matter, anybody else's choice. It's my choice if I want to ask Stefani to pull it with me. It's done also voluntary. It's done voluntary. Taking that yoke up is voluntary. It's not forced. It's like coming to Jesus is voluntary. It's not forced. By invitation. Huh. Has anybody of you here received that invitation of taking up my yoke? I'm talking about Jesus speaking. Has anybody received the invitation of come to me, all you heavy laden and burdened, etc., etc.? Has anybody taken up the yoke, the invitation of taking it up? Acknowledge, I cannot do it by myself. This is one of the human biggest problems. We all want to do it my way. I will do it the way I think. God doesn't know what I think. God doesn't know what I want to do. God knows nothing. That's our thinking. It's the other way around. I need to be able to say to him, God, like they say in Zulu, Nkulu Nkulu. It's the word for God in Zulu. It says, I want to go to him. I want to be part of him because he helps me. By the way, the load is three times. I only carry one third. He carries the two thirds. Is that unfair? No, because it's by invitation that he wants to carry the two thirds of the load. I just need to buy into it. I just need to accept it. I need to say, yeah, sure. Learn. And here's part of the problem. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you find rest of your soul. It's the same verse carrying on. Learn. Now, what does that mean? Teach to discover what you don't know. Teaching means to discover what you don't know. You see that little black guy over there? He's got a puzzle piece in his hands. All he has to do is put that puzzle piece in the middle there, and he goes to the learning. But I have to put that puzzle piece in the middle there. I've got to take it up. I've got to accept it. I've got to go and do it. By invitation again. I went to Bible school over 20 years ago. I went there by invitation. I didn't force myself into it. I went there by invitation. And what did it do to me? It changed my life. It's by invitation that you take your Bible up and read it. God doesn't force you to do it. It's by invitation that you do it. He wants you to read it. But if you don't open it, you're not going to learn anything. You're not going to be able to say, this says the Lord. You won't be able to. Does it mean you've got to walk in the streets with the Bible open like that blah, 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 the whole time? No, it means 5 minutes every day. And the five may come 10, and the 10 may become 15. when the bug bites you, it will carry on. Friends, what does it say there? I am humble and gentle at heart. It doesn't say that I'm a hard taskmaster. I'm soft. I am the way that I want you to be part of it. You know, it's like when our children were small, the babies. Lisa, you won't remember this because you were still too small. But the way that parents handle their children when they're small is soft. You know, you cuddle them, you take care of them. You don't shout at them or anything like that. If they cry, you clean the nappy, or you stick a bottle in their mouth, or you feed them, or they sometimes just need a hug. That's all they need. And that's all I need sometimes. My wife loves hugging. By the way, guys, all women love hugging. Not only the, but all men also like it. Don't kid yourself about it. We all love to being hugged. But sometimes, Stefani demands a hug. Because as men, we sometimes forget it. By the way, that's just for info free there. We need to follow the example. Because, friends, knowledge plus experience gives you understanding. And understanding becomes insight. And insight becomes wisdom. But if you're not prepared to build your knowledge, you will never get the wisdom that you require, or the understanding or the insight. You need to do that. Again, myself, I finished leaving CERT in 1964. I left school. I thought I had a lot of knowledge. Well, you know, we all know what leaving CERT means these days. It's the same those days. I had a lot of practical experience. I had no theory. Until I went to Bible school, until I opened God's Word, I started getting more knowledge and more things. So the thing starts balancing off. But I have to follow an example. And what is the example that Jesus said? I can do nothing without my Father. Is that not for us as well? I can do nothing without the example that Jesus sets up to me. He said in the piece that we read, I'll teach you line by line. What does that mean? Line by line. Because he's not going to, listen, friends, he's given you everything that you need to know about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. It's in here. He's not going to come down and give you a special revelation just to be for you. He says, open my word and I'll give you the revelation. Simple. But we need to open it. Maybe with me switching off the TV or sticking the cell phone in your pocket. Don't go be so much on Facebook or anything like that. Confession. I got rid of Facebook a couple of weeks ago because it was taking up too much of my time. And I think a lot of us here has the same problem. Do it. Become a follower. Become a disciple. Now, you know what a disciple means? It is an apprentice. It's somebody that sits down and is prepared to learn from the master, from the best, from what he has for us in store. Everything. Friends, and you know what? It's for nothing. And that's our problem. Because it's for nothing. We don't believe it because everything these days we've got to pay for. If we haven't got the money, we shout at the government. They have to pay. But somebody has to pay. Yet this is for nothing. My question to you is, am I teachable? You know what that means to be teachable? What? It means that you sometimes, if somebody says something to you, keep your mouth shut and think about it. And learn and see if the person may not be right. Sometimes, like me, I can be very fast with my mouth. And sometimes I've just got to listen. That's also going to bite me in the bum. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Sometimes I've got to listen what other people are saying. Because they just might be right. And the more I listen, the more I will hear God's voice. Friends, because the Bible says something very simple. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still. Because God can only speak if my mouth is closed. In our early days of marriage, one day Stefania came to me and says, I will never argue with you because you always fast. You always have the answers whatever I say. But it made me think that she's right. And I had to also learn, and I'm still learning, to if she says something to me, to listen to what she's saying. And the same thing happens. I mean, if my wife says that of me, how much more about God? And I will give you rest. Not me, God will. Why? Because I follow what he says, and rest means is a relief or freedom from anything that's very troubles or disturbs. Simple. It's a simple thing, friends. It's a simple thing. I will get the rest if I follow what he says. Now, how do we put that together? Simple. There's me. There's Jesus. We're quite separate. I'm here. I live my life. I've got a yoke around my neck. All is, I think hunky-dory, yet I'm troubled, I'm weary, I've got a burden, all those things. Jesus is not part of my life. Then one day, the Holy Spirit, the light comes on, and Jesus says, come to me. So I invite him into my life. He becomes my Lord and Savior. That's grand. But I still have to come to him every day. Coming to Jesus as your Lord and Savior is a once-off process. But coming to Jesus is daily, is every moment, is like we heard this morning. I mean, I was amazed when Breda stood here and quoted exactly the same thing as what I was going to say. So God is talking to some of us here because it's out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. It will be like that. So then what happens next? I accepted Jesus. Now I've got the yoke around my neck. Take my yoke. I've taken it. Remember, friends, accepting Jesus doesn't necessarily put that yoke on my neck. I've got to say, Jesus is all. I've got to say, it's not only being saved, but it's also being following him, being become part of my life. Jesus is the center of it all. It only works if we pull our lives together. Jesus and myself, take it. Then what happens? Learn from me. Now, do you notice something, Dev? Look how protected I am. I come to him. I take my whatever to him every day. And by the way, taking doesn't only complain about all the bad things. You start off by telling how great he is. The fact that you are entitled to come to him. The fact that he allows you to be part of his life. And then open your Bible and learn from him. And what will happen is this. It closes you up and it gives you rest. Rest and peace and all those kind of things. Friends, you know what? This little thing actually goes beyond my comprehension. That God's grace is so great that he actually wants to do that with us. What I don't understand is why we don't buy into it. Because it's all for free. It's all for nothing. We just have to take it. In conclusion, because the last verse says this, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden that I give you is light. Why is that easy to bear and light? Because he takes 2/3 of the load, and I only have to do 1/3 of the load. Friends, that's a deal. I mean, that's true. It's going to the shop, and the shop owner says, no, it's all right, the price is 100 euros, but I'll pay 2/3 of the price, and you can only pay me 33 euros. You all will be singing like canaries, if that is the case. Am I right? And you, would you say no to that? So my question then to you is, why do we say no to this? Doesn't make sense. There are two things that God expects from us. I need to trust Him, and I need to obey Him. Now, by now you know how trust and obey works. Your one leg is trust, and your other leg is obey. And the one leg needs to go with the other leg. I mean, if this leg walks forward as obey, then it needs to trust that this leg comes back forward. And that's how it works. The second thing that we need to do is we need to believe and follow Him. Remember what the Bible says? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because He's a rewarder of those who seek Him diligently. And that whole process that we showed there is seeking Him diligently. So, come, take, learn from me, because I will give you rest. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the confirmation of your word by this morning that it's Breda started and you finished it, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for out of the mouth of 2 or 3, it will be confirmed. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you for that. We can come to you this morning and say thank you for the fact that we are not only entitled to come to you, but for the fact that you want us to come to you, that you want us to take your yoke, and that you want us to learn from you, because then we will have peace. We will have rest. We will be able to rest in you. Father, we thank you for it. Father, and now I pray that you will keep each one safe, that you will protect them, that you will shine your light on each one that is sitting here. Father, and that you will enfold them with your love. Father, and above all, that you will give them peace. Not only peace here, but peace all over the world. We say thank you for it, Father. And we pray this all in the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. By the way, you know, it's all good and well to get spiritual food, but sometimes you need something to drink in the NYU. So everybody is welcome to go to the NYU, into the resource center, community center, across the road. Welcome. Yeah.